Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio and St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker debated the colorful past of the two cities on Wednesday at the historic Centro Asturiano Theater in Tampa. The Florida Humanities Council sponsored the Tale of Two Cities event. The moderators were historians and directors of the Florida Studies Program at University of South Florida in St. Petersburg, Gary Mormino and Ray Arsenal. 50 years ago, Tampa Tribune columnist Leland Halls began his 8-part series about the rival cities with the following quote.
St. Petersburg, why it's filled with snowbirds lounging around on green benches waiting to die and be buried. Tampa, wouldn't go near there. It's just like little Chicago. You could be shot waiting to cross the street.
The two mayors talked about the cultural, economical, and political links between the two cities, and also about political figures that shaped the history of Tampa Bay. Nick Nuccio was the most colorful and animated politician in the history of Tampa, said Mayor Pam Iorio.
He had a long and distinguished career, and he really cared about the average person in the city of Tampa. And he really cared about making public improvements that would last a lifetime. And I think he's one of our more memorable mayors.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker named Al Lang an active supporter of the community and the driving force behind bringing Mayor League spring training to the city.
Well, he did bring spring training to St. Pete and begin the baseball history. In St. Petersburg, he was involved with all the folks putting together the waterfront park system, which has been so important to our city.
Former Mayor Frank Pulver transformed St. Petersburg's image from a sleepy retirement community to a high-quality city. One publicity technique included a staged purity league, which made national headlines by measuring the short hems on bathing suits on the city's downtown beaches.
He decided he was going to appoint a bathing suit inspector for the city. And he couldn't find really the right person, so he appointed himself the bathing suit inspector for the city. And they took a picture of a lady on the beach in a bathing suit and the police chief standing by and the lady from the Purity League looking grumpy and Mayor Pulver with a ruler measuring the distance between the lady's knee and the swimsuit to see if it was within regulations for the city.
St. Petersburg Times columnist Ernest Hooper asked the two mayors about the existing rivalries between the two cities. Mayor Iorio said that Tampa Bay thrives because the two cities work together.
The region has changed, and people understand that every city in this region has to thrive in order for the region to do well. We're all linked together. We're linked together economically and with our academic institutions and with transportation, and our push for light rail exemplifies that. The only way we're going to get light rails is if we all work together as a region.
Mayor Iorio said that it's important to know the history of Tampa Bay to recognize trends, to learn from past mistakes, and to know about the diverse cultures.
And in Tampa's case, it's a very diverse city and always has been. That's nothing new. This event is great. You can see by the turnout tonight on a weeknight, a lot of people turning out because people are interested in their city's histories. They want to know more. Look at the new Tampa Bay History Center that's just been built. That couldn't possibly have been built without the support of the people.
Mayor Iorio, who was a history major at USF, said that studying Tampa's civil rights movement helped her in her work.
And in studying that, I really saw where parts of Tampa had been neglected for decades because of the exclusion of blacks from municipal elections. As I mentioned tonight, Tampa's white municipal primary. And when I made the decision to run for mayor, one of the reasons I made that decision and one of my strategic goals has been an emphasis on revitalization of East Tampa. And that is directly from my study of history.
The airport and railroad infrastructure projects and the granting of the NFL franchise shape Tampa's future, said Mayor Pam Iorio.
And the fourth in the future, which I'm working on, is light rail. And I believe that the day we get light rail will be a very pivotal turning point for our community.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said knowing history helped him make decisions about the waterfront properties in the city.
And you know how hard it was to assemble that waterfront property many years ago. That's important to know the history of the baseball, the challenges to try to attract baseball and how important that was to the city. So you know how important it's going to be for our future as we go forward, how we work to redevelop downtown St. Petersburg and how we want to continue that. Every piece of my job, we got here from somewhere else.
Improving the quality of life of the residents in Midtown and downtown is a stepping stone for the city. Again, Mayor Baker.
As long as you continue to focus your efforts in the city on the quality of life for the people that live there and improve the quality of life, you're going to be okay because you're going to attract residents, you're going to attract businesses, people are going to want to be part of it. We have had a very laser beam focused on quality of life improvements in the city, and so I believe we're going to be fine.
Historian Ray Arsenal is the director at the Florida Studies Program at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. He said that this event is a rematch of a 2003 mayoral meeting when the leaders first came together to discuss their city's heroes and rogues.
History is not on automatic pilot. We've had everything from the end of the Cold War to 9/11. To the tremendous economic downturn, to the election of the first African-American president. So it seems to me that we ignore the past at our peril, that I think we should have a growing appreciation for the power of the past on the present and on the future.
This program was presented in partnership with the Tampa Bay History Center, University of South Florida Libraries, University of South Florida St. Petersburg, and the Florida Studies Department at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. In Tampa, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.